This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, bear with me. A moment ago, we played the tape from The Office when we had William Shatner on. So now we'll play the tape from William Shatner now that we have the chick we like from The Office.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
The only thing. The lady.
Really hurts my feelings about tonight is that you people just weren't funny. And I gave you so much to work with. You could have said something like, Shatner's such a cheap Jew, he only beamed himself up after 7 when the rates are lower. See, that's funny. That's why I have a level of success. Success that, based on what I've seen tonight, none of you will ever achieve.
The Don and Mike Show. Something your audience will be interested in.
Yes, yes. Your audience will love this.
Lynn Anderson.
I beg your pardon.
I'm gay for this song. Guilty.
Live from Club Media Corner, it's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, so we've solved the thing with our favorite celebrities on bad phones. You're on a rock hard line from the set of The Office. Here is Melora Hardin. Hi, Melora.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, it's so nice to hear you. Oh, don't apologize. No apology necessary. We're delighted to have you on again.
Problem totally on our end. We thank you for joining us.
Oh, so welcome. It's my pleasure.
Melora is Jan, you know, Michael's girlfriend on The Office. If I could ask you something, and I hope you won't be offended.
I know what you're going to ask me, because everybody asked the same question, but go ahead.
But I bet I already know the answer, and I just want to know, is it a push-up bra or those jelly packs?
Well, that's a little more creative than the question usually is, so I'm impressed. It's a whole bunch of you know, pillowy things that are attached together. And
levers and pulleys and things like that?
Yeah, it's sort of like a big pillow that's inside the bra.
As an aficionado of the show, please don't take this the wrong way in this current climate we live in. You didn't need it.
Very nice.
Oh, she really didn't.
Hey, nice. I've got a question. Melora, how would you describe your relationship with Michael on the show? I mean, in a sentence. I can't really figure you guys out. And I'm kind of new to the show myself. So, I mean, I'm trying to figure you guys out and what you're all about.
Right. I guess I would call it a functioning, dysfunctional relationship.
Now, is Jan with Michael, do you think, because he's good in bed or because he's easy for Jan to manipulate? Because Jan, even though she's a raging alcoholic, she's got a hell of a lot going for her. What's she doing with a loser like Michael Scott?
Did you say she's a raging alcoholic?
Well, she drinks a lot. I mean, don't take it personally. It's a character you play. But I mean, you are.
She's not an alcoholic. But I think she just is one of those people that is trying to find herself, and I think she's a little lost. And I think that I think she was really pulled together in the corporate world. I think she had a real sense of who she was as a professional woman, but had kind of lost sight of who she was as a female, the feminine side of herself, and how she dealt with men and relationships and love and even her own desire. And I think that, you know, Michael kind of came in like a bull in a china shop and crashing through all of her defense mechanisms that she had gotten so savvy at creating to, you know, live in a man's world and climb the corporate ladder and so forth. And I think she just was sort of taken with that, and now she's kind of on this strange ride where she's, you know, not the professional woman that she's so comfortable being, and is now trying to give it her best shot at the white picket fence.
How do you guys on that show, when you guys are all so fabulous, such a great ensemble, the way you smartly look at the camera, and that is really, that's acting. It's acting without words when you can look at the camera and make a gesture.
Yeah, I would imagine that's not easy to teach. That's really not, I mean, that type of thing, you really have to develop a knack for that, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just sort of an instinct that, you know, the camera really is a character in our show.
Right.
And, you know, so there's obviously people behind the camera, and you kind of get to where I think the characters are very used to this documentary being made in the office and in their lives now, and so that they can relate to the people behind that camera in a way, and I'm sure they've had conversations with those people behind the camera, and so that it's sort of like, it's kind of like, oh, God, you know, it's kind of like you'd look at a friend like,
you know,
God.
When you're doing that show and the level of, I watch that show and I really wonder how much concentration is required even to get through certain scenes, because I just would imagine it would be very easy to break up on a daily basis. I mean, every time you're doing that, to keep a straight face, I mean, is there, you know, obviously it must happen sometimes, but I would imagine you wouldn't get any work done if that wasn't, if that happened all the time, right?
Yeah, no, it's definitely very, it's definitely difficult at times. And, but, you know, I sort of take my position as a straight man on the show very seriously, in the sense that if I'm not a good straight man, then I'm not going to set up the jokes very well. So I have to do that. That's sort of part of what I'm all about, you know.
Certainly didn't mean that Jan was an alcoholic, but she was.
Are you still back at that now?
She was drinking and driving in the Porsche.
A little bit.
That's true.
About you. If you don't mind, maybe focus on you for a moment.
Sure.
Okay, so what's your deal?
Did you get a chance to look at the website?
Yeah, yeah.
You've got a hell of a website there. I like that kind of 1940s pinup style. I mean, what? Tell us about that, because that is very interesting. I mean, they're wonderful photographs, but they're very interesting photographs. They're very
You're a minx.
It's really kind of a 40s pinup style that you do those things.
Yeah. Well, if you listen to my music, my original stuff, I'm a singer and a songwriter, and my music sort of it sort of sounds kind of retro, you know, kind of Doris Day, Julie London. It's sort of cheeky and romantic and funny and sexy in a kind of naive sort of way that, you know, all the double entendres are very funny and sort of.
You know, you got three guys that are listening, four guys in this room right now listening. We all kind of gave each other a look just then.
You know what I bet?
You should really be aware of that, Melora. You really should.
Just bet.
I like those looks. That doesn't offend me in the slightest.
We were all kind of nodding and grinning when you were describing that.
Oh,
it was wonderful.
Perfect. That's exactly what you're supposed to do.
I'm going to guess that you've got some big Fabio doofus love slave guy. You just got some, you know, friend, you know, because you're a busy actor. Are you in a regular relationship? Are you committed, or do you have?
Are you married?
I'm married, and I have two beautiful children. And...
Oh, see, we didn't think so. I love the Fabio reference. I picture it with a Fabio. You've been married for a long time. You're happily married in Hollywood.
I am. Believe it or not, we just celebrated our 10th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I have to ask you, because we just had William Shatner on the show, and he was talking about the fact that, you know, the state of California is basically on fire. Are you in any danger where you live now, or is everything okay?
I'm okay. I mean, apart from all the smoke that I'm probably inhaling, I'm good where we live.
How nuts is it out there right now?
Well, it's just traffic is a little bit more tougher because everybody's, you know, but you
fleeing.
Know, everyone's used to it here. I mean, you know, when you're in, I think I was in, where was I? The last big earthquake that we, or that was what it was, the last big earthquake that we had. I was here, but my mother-in-law, my husband's English, my mother-in-law called from England, and, you know, in England they made it seem like it was Armageddon, you know, but we're used to earthquakes and we're used to brush fires, and that's just sort of part of what.
Are you one of those people that thinks that God might not want people to be living in California?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Do you think Leah Remini is safe?
Do I think what?
Leah Remini is safe. She's a friend of ours.
I'm sure she is.
Good.
Here's, you know, you mentioned being a straight
man. She seems to be everybody's friend, that woman. I don't understand. She has more friends than anybody I've ever seen in my life.
It's one of those Scientology conspiracies.
Is that what? Are you a Scientologist?
No.
No. You would have to be a real jerk off to be friends with her and somehow break that one off.
Yeah, I wonder who those guys were.
Here's another compliment for you. You mentioned you're a straight man, and I'm thinking about you on the show and all the episodes that you've been in. You're outstanding as a straight man, even when you're not in the room. When Michael Scott, you know, the character, Steve Carell, is talking to you on the telephone, and that's a real compliment. I hope you take it as such.
Yeah.
That your inflection is absolutely the perfect foil for him to do whatever it is. What are you doing with the phone, darling?
We hear everything now.
Have we lost you?
You're saying that I give good phone?
Yes, yes.
No, you're quite good. I mean, you mentioned that you're a straight man. That's a tough situation to play the straight role in when you're the one on the telephone saying, you know, it's just silence. You're going, Michael, what are you doing? Michael, no, don't take what's-her-name to the party.
Well, that's good. I'm glad it translates even when I'm not there. That's
No, I mean, you're all wonderful on that show. It's really fabulous, and we really love the show. We truly do.
That's so great. I can't tell you how much that means to me. I've been in so many failed pilots and short-lived series that I really do love hearing that anytime I hear it.
When you say, "Take me off the speaker," that is truly a magical moment.
Uh-huh.
It truly is.
Well, and for an actor, it's a good thing to you know, obviously, if you get rejected, you talked about doing a lot of pilots. What is the mindset when all of a sudden, you know, in the early days of the show, when you're realizing you've got a hit, you know, are you walking around saying, "Oh, I can't believe it's too good to be true," or are you nervous that it's not going to last? And with a big ensemble cast like you have there, you never know where people are going to go. But I would imagine there's a certain amount of stability, right?
For me, I guess I have the lovely perspective of, you know, having been a professional actress since I was 6 years old, and my parents are both actors, and so I know that I'm whatever, you know, I will survive, you know, and I'm going to be good. So I'm really happy to be a part of the show, and this show is a nice springboard for me. It's probably not the be all and end all, but I'm sure that it absolutely already has been a wonderful. Entree into other things, and you know, I had a movie come out on Friday called The Comebacks, and it did great over the weekend. It's like number five, and you know, so there's a lot going on for me, and you know, my music is really getting more attention, and I'm going to be singing at the Catalina Bar and Grill in Hollywood with this really big Broadway presence named Richard J. Alexander, who's directing me. He just directed Barbara Streisand in Europe, and he's a major guy, and so I think that my musical life is gonna take on an interesting personality now.
Do you sit on the piano when you're, you know, do you lie down like Michelle Pfeiffer?
Like a fabulous Baker boy.
Yes. Do you do that type of thing? You wear like a long evening gown when you're performing?
No, I actually wear kind of like that red dress that's on my website is what I have worn.
That'll work.
But I'll probably wear something, you know, kind of a little retro, but also, you know, sexy and now and glamorous.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, all those things. So if you're in Hollywood on January 4th, 5th, and 6th, please come to my gig.
I'm losing my concentration.
Would you ever have a fling with a viewer?
Make a special trip out here. No.
Okay. All right.
What if he was on the make-a-wish list?
Michael?
I'm not sick. I just have a wish list.
You have a wish list.
Listen, thank you for your time. You're wonderful on the show, and thank you for calling us on a hard line today.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm sorry about the other day. It was so nice to talk to you guys, and hopefully we'll talk again.
Okay, yes. Good luck with everything, Melora.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Right towards the end, when she was talking about like what she was going to wear, I started losing my concentration and going back to her pictures on the website, her little pinup pictures.
Yeah.
And then you did, too, because you make a wish foundation. What a wonderful ploy. Would you ever have a fling for the viewer? This is Donnie. Donnie's in the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Please help him.
Oh, yeah. This is not the drunk guy. I saw Joe had our drunk couple back on the phone.
My God.
This is not them, is it? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
No, not the drunk guy. Hold on a second, my friend. Hey, Joe, buddy.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Yes.
What's the latest with the drunk people?
Oh, I don't know. He just called back. He wanted to talk to Rob this time.
Sure.
I wonder if they'd actually done the deed.
Oh, sure.
I mean, it sure sounded like something was going on.
I could probably call him.
No, that's all right. They'll call back.
They'll call back, right.
Thank you, Joe.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
We're part of their entertainment this afternoon.
And they're part of ours.
Back to this guy. Hi, my name is this guy. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi there.
Hey, I was wondering who you guys liked on the football game tonight, Indianapolis or Jacksonville?
Indianapolis, duh.
Yeah.
Definitely Indianapolis.
Well, we didn't pick the games on Friday, but of course Indianapolis. It's the game really on all levels is meaningless to me.
Really?
My work is done this weekend.
Mike, as someone who owns Tom Brady in another league, I will say to you, amen to that.
Wow.
Yeah, 50 friggin' points.
Pretty amazing.
For Tom Brady yesterday.
That's some. I don't know if it is a fantasy record, but it's damn close, that's
pretty
for
good.
Sure.
We got a break. Thanks to her and him and those people, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.